Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? It's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Hour number two here, Sports Daily. It's Jacob Albrecht, Tommy Kester, Paul Savage, Brandon Zinner, TJ Cleland, all here to make some football picks. It's all NFL this weekend, fellas, as we wait for college football to get back going. Jad, before we do, I know you were gone last week. I think Paul sent you the results there. How are things looking going into this home stretch of our football picks?
Well, I believe Tommy won the week.
Yep. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you were 5-1.
Maybe let's go.
Man, every other week you have a terrible week and a good week and then a terrible week and then a good week.
I got to buck that trend now.
Yeah, you kind of need to, because we're starting to run out of time, guys. Now, TJ, he's the one that knows we're running out of time, because Paul, you are only one game up on TJ right now.
What?
Yeah, he has pulled to within one game.
Oh, look at that smug smirk. That is sickening, man. That you're gloating.
Paul, you just keep picking these picks off of people's bedtimes, and I'll keep making the right ones.
I just gotta say, Paul, don't tease up a couple of points like you did Oregon Penn State last week, because you are only one game up.
All right, I got you. You know something? I'm getting serious right now. Now it's game time. Money's on the table. I'm getting serious about this. I've just been joking around.
Money's on the table? What money?
Okay.
You didn't know that? Yeah. You didn't know money's on the table, Jacob?
Yeah, you're so good. We've been worrying about taking your money.
Yeah, you should feel bad about that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to send kids to college over here.
All
right, let's get into it, boys. Jad, hit the music. We're going to start, because it's a noon game this week, the rare one. The Chiefs going on the road for the Sunday noon kick. They face a team with the world's most exciting quarterback under center, a team with one of the world's best pass rushers. The Chiefs are laying 4 points on the road, Tommy. Is that are you biting again? I don't know where you've been on the Chiefs lately, but
yeah.
Do you just say 4 points is too many points?
Well, I think 1 point is too many points. The Chiefs don't cover. They haven't covered in weeks. It just isn't what works. And so until they cover, and it might be this weekend, but until they cover again, I'm not going to pick them to cover. Give me the Browns and give me those points at home.
Paul, are you taking the Browns at home?
You know something? I'm tempted because, you know, if I look at teams in the NFL who right now are functional to semi-dysfunctional, I would say, you know, the Browns might kind of fall under that dysfunctional groundwork. I just have no confidence in the Browns. But on the other hand, Tommy's right. You know, I hate to admit it, but Tommy's right. Chiefs don't do a very good job of covering. You know, they win games, but they don't cover games. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Taking the Chiefs. Brandon, you gonna fall for it here? The Chiefs have been teasing us for a long time.
Well, how about this for a stat? The Chiefs don't cover, but this year when the line is between 2.5 and 5.5, they do cover 3-1. There's no reason to believe this team except for that one stat alone. So maybe I'll get a Chiefs Island. Go ahead and give it to me.
TJ? Are you gonna give Brandon well, I haven't picked yet either, but what where are you at with this?
That stat that Brandon pulled up, they didn't cover last week as 4-point favorites, so the one was a week ago.
Yeah.
So I'm picking the Browns in this one. I think it's a bad bad recipe for the Chiefs this week. I think the pass rush is going to be real good from the Browns. And Jameis Winston, boom or bust, I'm going to call a boom. Five big booms, actually. Give me the Browns.
Ah, man.
Chiefs Island to start would be electric.
It would be electric. And I just like Jameis allows so much freedom for a cover with his pick sixes that I'm just like, that's where I'm stuck on this.
Hey, let me throw out another thought to you, Jacob, real quick. Brandon is 20 games under 500 in these picks. So he's got to have a Chiefs Island. So just
we bring stats. No one says they work, but we bring stats.
Yeah, we do bring the stats. Look, it's a Myles Garrett issue. It's a fact that Jameis isn't afraid to go over the top, and the Chiefs have been vulnerable to that. I'm going to also take the Browns. And that's a tough spot historically for any team in the NFL.
Now, Brandon, now I took the Chiefs. You're not on an island.
Oh!
I thought you took the Browns.
What?
There,
oh, did
Paul?
I take the Browns? Okay, I'll take the Browns.
Well, hang on.
Said I'm taking the Chiefs. A Paul special.
Paul, I had you as taking the Chiefs as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
He
talked up the Browns.
Yeah, I talked up the Browns and then took the Chiefs.
The Paul
at
special,
end.
My bad.
The
You're
Paul,
so confusing, special. Paul.
Jeez.
Colts
I've
and
heard
Broncos.
That all my life, by the way. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Right? Yeah. Let's start it off then, Paul. Colts and Broncos. The ponies. The battle of the ponies here. Broncos 4-point favorites at home. What do you like in this
one? You know something? I kind of like the Broncos. I'll tell you what. If this game was like 10 weeks ago, I'm not sure I would have been able to say, yeah, I kind of like the Broncos. But you want to know something? That's why you play games and you play to get better. You practice to get better. The Broncos, I don't think anybody wants to play the Broncos. They have pretty good moments. I'm going to take the Broncos in this game. And this is at home. This is at Mile High. It's going to be a little nippy up there. I think this is a game set up perfect for the Broncos playing a team that plays in a dome.
Brandon, what if I told you 6 months ago that Bo Nix is better than Anthony Richardson?
Oh, I'd say still give me J.J. McCarthy because it doesn't even matter. Denver wins this one. They're all but assured that they're going to get a playoff spot. They'll be three clear of Indianapolis if they get this one. Both teams coming off of a bye. But outside of the Ravens and the Chiefs, the Denver has just looked like a playoff team the last 2 months.
Yep.
Give me Denver.
TJ, you agree?
I agree. They're in the playoff hunt, basically. In the playoff, they're playing for seeding now. So why not try to keep pouring it on? I'm a Bo Nix truther. Give me Denver.
I think the Colts can keep it within four. That's a pretty big number. That's a pretty big number for a not bad team in Indianapolis. I'll take the points there. I'll take a shot because I think Tommy will probably take the Broncos. I'll take a shot for an island and get some points on it. I'll take the Colts.
Well, and here's the interesting thing, though, about the Colts is that, you know, we talk about the Broncos and their playoff chances in this game. With the win, the Colts' odds of making the playoffs go from 25% to 50%. But if they lose the game, they're basically out of the playoff hunt. It drops all the way down to 3% with the Colts' loss. So it is an extremely crucial game for Indianapolis if they have any chance of making the playoffs. That being said, I am going to pick the Broncos, though, because I mean they've been pretty good this year, and they can lock up a playoff spot for sure. So I'm going to lay those points at home for Denver.
And if nothing else, the Colts play a lot of close games, like a lot of close games if you look at their schedule. All right, Bills, Lions, the Lions 2.5-point favorites here, Brandon, against the Bills. It's not trappy, but I was fascinated to see where this line fell. And this is a really difficult line. I can't wait for this game, obviously, but man, it is a tough one to pick.
Yeah, it is. And just doing the research, another stat that's probably just going to come back in my face, but pretty fascinating. Against the AFC as a Lion, Jared Goff, 7-2 against the spread, and he covers on average by 11 points. They don't just beat AFC teams, they blow them out. It just feels like Buffalo, they always have a little span here, 3-4 games where things just don't look right. They're still going to be in the playoffs, but give me Detroit in a nice bounce back spot after a close one last week.
Do the Lions ever fall back to earth in this season, TJ? Like, what are you doing with 2.5?
My argument here is that everybody likes Jared Goff in the dome. Wait till you see Josh Allen in the dome. I think the Bills' offense is going to cook when they're playing indoors. They're used to having to buckle it down in the cold. I think that Josh Allen's going to go crazy in this game. Give me the Bills to get it done on the road. Big win. Confuse everybody. Who's good? Who's not?
They just lost on in a dome.
Yeah, they just lost.
It's a different dome.
Different dome.
The best defense for Josh Allen is to keep him off the field. And the Lions can do that better than any team in football. So I'm going to take the Lions here, -2.5. Any range of value, no confidence in that. But I do think the way you can limit Josh Allen is to not let him be out there. And the Lions run the ball better than anybody in football. I'm going to take the Lions. Tommy?
You know what? Detroit has been really good against the spread this season. They're 9-4 overall. I think what's interesting, I mean, this line has kind of moved all over the place. And I know that you've got us picking it at -2.5, but and it's moved there. It, at one point, got all the way down to 1.5 for Detroit as of, I think, yesterday, and then moved back to 2.5. I think all that being said, though, I mean, taking Detroit at home when they're 9-4 against the spread overall, that's probably the right play. I'm going to take the Lions. I'll lay that 2.5. I think it's a coin flip. They're getting they're laying those points because they're at home. But regardless, I think I'm going to take Detroit.
Paul, it probably is as simple as you cannot let TJ have a Bills Island here. But what are you thinking with this?
Well,
but your Lions were on Hard Knocks. I know.
I know. And I'm going. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give the locker room speech just before the Lions go out. So pretend like I'm Dan Campbell. Guys, nobody in this country thinks we can do this. Everybody thinks we're pretenders.
They're favored.
But guys, I'll tell you what. We believe in each other in this room. In this room. The nation may not believe us. We're getting ready to play pretty boy Josh Allen and his Bills. And we've got to beat him. We've got to set the pace for what's coming up. We've got to get the respect of this league. Guys, let's get out there and do it. Let's go.
Okay, listen, 4 out of 5 people are picking the Lions, and Vegas thinks the Lions are favorites. But, you know, if Dan Campbell can get that kind of motivation, good for Dan Campbell.
I'm taking the Bills.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Yeah, I like it. All right, so there's the Bills. There's no island. Bucks, Chargers. This is one of my this week in the NFL rocks, by the way. It's going to be so good this weekend. Bucks, Chargers is fascinating. Clash of styles, like this is all over the place, TJ, with what these teams want to do, how they defend it. Chargers are 3-point home favorites. You think they can stop the Bake Show?
You know, Justin Herbert looked really good in the second half against the Chiefs. I'm assuming Ladd McConkey's going to play. I don't know. I've been following up on that.
I'm assuming as well. Yeah.
I feel like if Ladd McConkey was on the field against the Chiefs, the Chargers might have won that game because they were really bad in the first half. Having him might have helped. So I'll ride the hot hand of the Chargers. Give me LA.
Yeah, that's a good asterisk because he was limited again yesterday in practice. I'm with you exactly. If Ladd McConkey plays, I'm going to take the Chargers, assuming he'll play. If he doesn't, though, I'd really be careful with this game. It's kind of like what the It's a really like the Chargers defend the pass well, right? And the Buccaneers throw the ball. Buccaneers can defend the run. The Chargers would like to run the ball, but I'm going to take the Chargers at home -3. You know, Baker might have a hard time with Bosa and Mack and all those guys, but I'll take the home points there. But watch that Ladd McConkey injury if you're actually going to bet this game. Tommy?
So, I mean, I think that this is a really good letdown spot for the Chargers. You know, they're not going to win the AFC West. The Chiefs clinched that a week ago with their win on Sunday Night Football. So, I mean, they're obviously still in the playoff push, and they'll make the playoffs barring some major collapse down the stretch. But I think at least in this one game at home, they're probably thinking they can take their foot off the gas a little bit. Give me the big show. Give me the Bucks on the road. I'll take those points.
Paul? Where do you stand on this battle of two teams that really would like to be in the playoffs and get there? Two good teams, two good quarterbacks.
You know, I said before this show started, I really don't have – there's several of these games I don't have a feel for. This is one of those games. And I'll tell you, I can make a case for both of them. And yet, on the other hand, there's something about the Chargers. There's just something about the Chargers that fascinate me to a point where I'm going to go ahead and take the Chargers. And other than that – I mean, for me, this is a toss of a coin. Sorry, guys, but it's just a toss of the coin. Even though it's 3 points, I'm still going to take the Chargers.
I mean, aren't we all just tossing the coin when we're betting, Brandon? The best of it is like 55% probably over time. Where do you like this one?
Yeah, my stat that I wrote down for this one is I just circled Tampa Bay. We like the Bills in a dome. Wait till you see Bucky Irving and Mike Evans in a dome this weekend against the Chargers. I think this is a really good spot for the Bucks on the road.
Man, I thought I was going to get a Bucks.
I thought you might.
Oh.
I'm a Bucks believer. Which would have been really strange. I'm a Bucks believer, too. I believe in both of these teams. I think they're both pretty good. Steelers-Eagles, another fascinating game. We've got the Eagles 5.5-point favorites at home. You guys know I really like what the Steelers are cooking, but I don't like it in this game. I'm going to take the Eagles here. No George Pickens. I think that, you know, the Eagles want to run the ball, and they will run the ball, and they've got their own issues, but it feels like a little bit. The Eagles are kind of like the Chiefs. Like, they keep winning all these games, but people, you know, just try to find out what's wrong with the team because Jalen Hurts hasn't looked, whatever it is. But I think Pittsburgh's going to be pretty limited without George Pickens. So I'm going to take the Eagles and lay 5.5. But I think this is going to be another really fun game to watch. Tommy?
You know, what's funny is I could have sworn that you were going to pick the Steelers because I know how much you love them.
No, George Pickens. He's a big key for them.
And I'm sure that you would have sworn that I was going to take the Eagles. I'm not. I'm going to take the Steelers. I'm going to take the points in this game. And the reason being, the dysfunction continues to grow in Philadelphia. All the drama this week with Brandon Graham and A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. And, like, those two guys are not on the same page. And Brandon Graham speaking about it and all of that stuff. I think the Steelers, what they do best is they put their head down and they go handle business. Even though they're on the road, if they're getting 5.5, I don't know if they'll win the game, but I certainly think they can cover that 5.5.
Oh, I think Mike Tomlin's history as an underdog is incredible. Brandon may have something on that, but like his history as an underdog is wild, I think. But, you know, I'm gonna fall for it this week to some degree. Paul, which side of this are you on?
You know something? I'm just going to say the name of one person, and you said it already, Coach Tomlin. I mean, I'll tell you what, when it comes right down to it, you know, you got to think about this guy and what he does and how he prepares and how his players believe in him. And granted, I think the Eagles are probably from top to bottom a better team. Dysfunction, no sure. Dysfunction, whatever it is. I think that the Eagles are a really good football team. But you know something? Those points grab my attention. 5.5. That's a lot of points. Yeah. For a team like a Coach Tomlin-led football team, that's a lot of points. I've taken the Steelers. And I think it could be a close game, but I'll tell you what, that 5.5 swings it for me to the Steelers.
Brandon, we saw the Steelers struggle without Pickens last week. They're not going to have him again by all accounts. Can they Mike Tomlin this game up enough, though? I think they definitely can, but which side of it are you taking?
I don't know if they can Mike Tomlin it up enough, but the Eagles can surely Nick Sirianni it up enough. This is the time of year where, yeah, A.J. Brown's complaining about who knows what. He's fourth in the league in yards per game, and he still says passing is their biggest issue. That vibes are just weird in Philly right now. Vibes are high in Pittsburgh. Even with no George Pickens, I think they find a way to muddy this up enough. I'll take the Steelers and the points on the road. They've been a wagon all year. Keep riding them.
Yeah, I like what they're cooking. I just don't know. Jalen Hurts looks not good, TJ, throwing the ball. Like, he does not look good. They can run the ball, obviously, but he's been bad as a passer this year. I don't think I'm buying into the drama quite as much as everybody else is. What do you think?
I'm going to pull out some stats here like Brandon as well. Eagles have won 9 straight games, and they've won 8 straight games by 5 or more points. I'm going to take that and just hope to Jesus that they can get me the extra half point in this one. So give me Philadelphia.
I want to make it clear. If Pickens was playing, I think the Steelers would beat the Eagles, but I just don't think they have much else in the pass game. All right. Packers-Seahawks, another really difficult one. Tommy, you'll start us here. Seahawks are 2.5-point home underdogs. The most forgotten team in football every single year are the Seattle Seahawks. But Green Bay's good. Where are you at with this one?
I'm probably going to butcher this quote. Didn't Geno last year say, or a couple years ago, say something like, they counted us out, we didn't count back, or something like that? That's kind of what has happened with the Seahawks. I mean, as you mentioned, they're the most overlooked and forgotten about team in the NFL, in my opinion. It's interesting with the NFC West. TJ and I talked about it on the show yesterday. Who's going to step up and actually take the NFC West? The Rams made a statement on that last night. The Niners are out of it. The Cardinals have kind of fallen off. I think it's going to be a two-horse race between the Rams and the Seahawks. I like the Packers, don't get me wrong, but if I'm going to get points on Seattle at home and they need to keep pace with the Rams and win that division, give me Seattle. I'm going to take the Seahawks and I'll take those points.
Paul, the Seahawks are only a game worse, than the Packers are this year. That's, yeah. Again, yeah. We forget about them all the time. Which side of this are you taking?
Well, I've not ever really been a Love fan. He's not my guy. He's not my quarterback. He's not the guy I would pick to lead my team. There are a lot of other quarterbacks I would take. So I'm not a believer in him. With that being said, I like the trending of the Seahawks. I like what they're doing. This is right. Tommy, I think you said it well when you said home team, getting points. I kind of like that with you. I think that is enough reason for me to take the Seahawks. I will take the Seahawks.
Brandon?
Well, Tommy, the quote was, they wrote me off, I ain't right back.
That's right. I knew I would butcher it.
Great.
Say that again. What was it?
Smith moment. What's that?
Say it again. I didn't catch that.
They wrote me off, I ain't right back, though.
That's right.
I never heard that. I'll be darned.
But the Packers offense. The Packers offense, they're kind of struggling as of late. They haven't eclipsed 300 yards in each of their last 3 games. I don't think I've picked a Seahawks game right all year. I haven't picked many games right all year, but I just like the vibes in Seattle. Home dogs, I'll ride with them against the Packers.
What do you think, TJ?
I'm picking this one for one reason and one reason alone. Sunday is Gabby Sands' birthday. She's a Packers fan, so go Pack go. They're covering.
This is your fiance, correct? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a smart way to pick.
It's romantic.
Smart man.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
That's good Lord.
Listen, I'm about to Paul Savage it because I think the Packers are better than the Seahawks. I think, they're going into good weather, all of these things. But, man, I'm just going to take the Seahawks because they're getting points at home. The Seahawks, why do we do this with them? They have an insanely talented pass-catching group. They got 2 really good running backs, and Charbonnet showed last week that if Walker's out, he's going to be fine. Geno's, at least an average, if not above average, quarterback, and their defense is pretty good. Yet we never think about, like, Seattle never gets, they're the Rodney Dangerfield of the NFL. I'm going to take the Seahawks. I'm going to take those home points. Is that it? We good?
That's it.
Any island there? Are you the only one that took the Packers, TJ?
No, we got the Broncos. I think Jacob, you got the Colts, don't you? As an island?
Yeah, I took a Colts mm-hmm. island.
I think we got an island.
Hills island.
Yeah. Well, 2 islands. We'll see how it goes. TJ and Paul are neck and neck here. The rest of us are just
looking sweating right now. Can you see that? He's nervous as can be. I mean, this is a big deal. See what you don't understand, TJ, is that this is life altering. These kind of victories to be champion of this, it's life altering.
I almost just said a term that might have got us in trouble. I'm going to have to ask Jad if I'm allowed to say that during the break. I'm not sure. That's it. That's the picks this week. Will we get college football back next week? We'll get it back soon. But until then, we'll just keep picking NFL games, and we'll take football picks as long as we can, basically as long as we can take them. So be ready for that. On the way out here, let's give away some NFR tickets. PBR. Different rodeo event. Professional Bull Riders coming to Wichita. It's the PBR Unleash the Beast Tour this Friday night at Interest Bank Arena. We're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets. All you got to do is text the keyword BEAST to the short code 20357. That contest ends in about 40 minutes, so we'll get a winner there, but you do have one more chance to get in. Text the keyword BEAST to 20357. It's professional bull riding right here in Wichita tonight. Again, 20357 BEAST. Good luck, everybody. We'll come back. We've got more. Paul sticks around as we get ready for college basketball this weekend. Brandon, TJ, we'll talk soon. You'll be seeing Brandon, TJ over the next few days through the holidays here on the show as well. Good luck with your picks, everybody. Let's all make some money. And we'll be right back on the other side.
.5 and 1240 KFH.